This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is preparing to take the stage on the third night of the Republican National Convention. The vice president is expected to send a message that President Donald Trump will bring the U.S. economy back to its pre-pandemic heights if given four more years in office. An official said Pence would offer an optimistic vision for the country in his speech, while also providing a contrast with former Vice President Joe Biden and Senator Kamala Harris, the Democratic presidential and vice presidential nominees in the November 3rd election. Biden and Harris were spotlighted at their own party convention last week and warned the country against returning President Trump to Washington. Vice President Pence follows First Lady Melania Trump, who spoke from the White House Tuesday evening. By recounting her own story of emigrating from Slovenia as a 26-year-old model and eventually obtaining her U.S. citizenship, Melania Trump tried to connect with those who might be turned off by her husband's policies targeting undocumented immigrants. The First Lady extended her gratitude to healthcare workers who have treated millions of people who have contracted COVID-19, the disease caused by the coronavirus. Follow our coverage of the conventions on voanews.com. Two are dead after protests over a police shooting of a black man in the U.S. state of Wisconsin erupted into gun violence on Tuesday night. Police say at least one was injured in the shooting as well. Social media videos viewed by Reuters show chaotic scenes of people running in the city of Kenosha and screaming from the gunfire as others tried to help those hurt. We have more coverage of this story out of Kenosha, Wisconsin on VOANews.com. This is VOA News.